Welcome to part two of email marketing. This week, we're going to talk about the options for email marketing software and their advantages and disadvantages so you can understand your options. We're going to talk about how to manage your email marketing and get the most out of the emails you send. And we're also going to have an overview of what to send, including nurture sequences and general emails. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, we're going to look at how to monetize your list. So get ready for part two of email marketing, because things are getting serious. This is the Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants podcast, a show to help independent HR consultants get a pipeline of perfect fit, high-paying clients without expensive adverts, time-consuming social media activities, or energy-sapping and monotonous networking meetings. I'm your host, Nick Paninsky, author of How to Land Your Dream Client, a book which explains everything you need to know to get every sale and client you ever want. And if that sounds interesting, then make sure to grab your copy from the Influential Consultant website today. That being said, let's get into today's show. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants. This week, you'll find me on the beaches of Salvador, the former capital city of Brazil when the Portuguese landed here in the 16th century. It's a charming town with great beaches, and I spent the day yesterday on the beach working on my tan. I had a six-pack of beers in a cooler box with some ice whilst I read my books. Currently, I'm reading Shogun by James Clavell and Noise by Daniel Kahneman, who recently passed on, so RIP. He was a true genius and a pioneer of behavioural economics. On a more positive note, I'll be exploring the old town of Salvador later, which is a UNESCO Heritage Protected Site and looks beautiful in the pictures. Anyway, enough about me and what I'm up to. Let's get into part two of email marketing and kick things off with a look at what software to use. So the first software I'm going to discuss is MailChimp. This is perhaps one of the most recognized email marketing software solutions out there. It's been around for a long time. Now, there are many advantages to it. It's got a user-friendly interface. It's got a drag-and-drop email builder, if that's the kind of thing you're looking for. There's a free plan available for small businesses with basic email marketing needs. And the advanced features, you know, they're the basic stuff like segmentation, automation, and A/B testing. There's also integration with various third-party platforms, and there's all sorts of e-com tools too. Now, there are some disadvantages. With the free plan, there are limited features and functionality. Pricing can become very expensive as subscriber count grows, and there's a lack of automation and personalized capabilities compared to other platforms. Another consideration might be ConvertKit. This is designed specifically for creators and bloggers with intuitive features. There's a visual automation builder for creating complex email sequences, and you can tag subscribers for easy segmentation. There's also heavily customizable opt-in forms and landing pages. Again, some disadvantages. The pricing may be higher for larger lists compared to other platforms. There's limited API testing and reporting capabilities. And if you're looking to sell straight from your website, there is, you know, not the best e-com support system there. Next, we can look at Constant Contact. This has a lot of advantages as well, right? So there's a simple and intuitive interface, which is really suitable for beginners. It's got a robust email template library with customizable options. There's built-in social media marketing tools for cross-channel promotion, and there's strong customer support and educational resources in case you get lost. Now, unfortunately, there are limited automation and segmentation features compared to other platforms. Again, the pricing can be quite high, especially compared to competitors offering similar features. And I've heard reports that people find the interface outdated compared to more modern platforms. Now, one of the last ones that I want to talk about is Aweber. This is really easy to use with customizable email templates. Again, there's robust automation features for creating email campaigns. There's an extensive library of integrations with third-party apps and services, and there is excellent customer support and educational resources. Again, it's not all sunshine and roses. There are limited advanced features compared to more sophisticated platforms. Pricing can be high. And the interface, again, you know, it's been reported that it can feel outdated compared to some other platforms. Finally, we're looking at GetResponse. This is an all-in-one marketing platform with email marketing, automation, landing pages, and webinars. It's got a really user-friendly interface with drag-and-drop editor, with creating emails, landing pages. There's advanced automation features with a visual workflow builder. And there's integration with e-com platforms and CRM systems. So if you want to sell straight from a page or keep up to date with what's happening, then it's very simple to do. Again, the pricing can be high, especially compared to basic email marketing platforms. And some people might find the whole interface overwhelming due to the abundance of the features available. There are limited customization options for email templates compared to other platforms. But overall, it's a pretty good option. Now, these are just a few of the options available in the market, and each has its own set of advantages and disadvantages. It's essential to consider your specific basic needs, your budget, and your technical requirements when choosing the right email marketing software for your consultancy. You might want to take advantage of free trials or demos to test out the platform before making a decision. Personally, I use MailPoet. It integrates with my WordPress website. It's super easy to use, super easy to set up, and it has the basics which I need, which is basically just sending text-based emails. Does everything I need, and it's free. So if you're only interested in sending out text-based emails and you've got a relatively small list, then it will be free for you, and I highly recommend it. Okay, so you've decided what email marketing software to use. You've got it all set up in the background. You've got people signing up to your list. So what do you send to them? How do you make sure that you are getting the most out of your email marketing? Well, the first thing you want to do before you start sending out any emails is segment your email list. So these will be based on factors such as past interactions and buying behavior, all that good stuff. This allows you to tailor your emails to different audience segments and deliver more relevant and personalized content. So if you know that someone has bought from you before, they're more likely to buy from you again. And then therefore that you can send them different emails to people who haven't bought from you. Next thing you want to do is think about subject lines. The subject line is the first thing your subscriber sees when they receive your email. So make it attention-grabbing, make it compelling, use clear and concise language that communicates the value of opening the email and sparks curiosity. Experiment with different subject line formats, such as questions, emojis, and urgency, to see what resonates best with your audience. You can also use websites to rate your email subject headers to get feedback before you even send anything out. Now, every email that you send should provide value to your subscribers and serve a purpose, whether it's sharing educational content, offering exclusive discounts, or providing updates on industry news. Make sure your emails are relevant and valuable to your audience. Avoid purely promotional content and focus on delivering content that solves your audience's problems and meets their needs. Personally, I like to send out fun and interesting stories about what I'm up to or what I've experienced recently, and they end with a relevant lesson for my audience. If you're interested in what I send out, then make sure you're on my mailing list. Now, one of the other things to consider is to keep your content concise and scannable. Attention spans, they're short, so keep your email easy to read. Use short paragraphs, use bullet points, use subheadings to break up the text and make it scannable. Use clear and straightforward language that is easy for your subscribers to read and understand, and avoid jargon or complex terminology. That just turns people off and makes them not want to read any more of your emails. Every email that you send should include a clear and compelling call to action. And that prompts your subscriber to take whatever action, whether it's clicking a link, downloading a resource, or making a purchase. Making sure your call to action stands out is key, and you've got to make sure that it's easy to find. Personally, I like to include the call to action inside the email and then have it as a PS afterwards. If you're not sharing anything to buy or to download, you should be asking your audience to do something else, like consider the lesson you've shared or share the email with a friend or a colleague who might benefit from it. The final thing you want to do is to regularly test and measure the performance of your email campaigns to identify what's working and what's not. Test different elements such as email subject lines, sender names, email content, and call to action to optimize your emails for better results. You can track metrics such as open rates, click-through rates, conversion rates, all that good stuff, and even in unsubscribe rates. And that's going to gauge the effectiveness of your email campaigns and make data-driven decisions to improve your results over time. So by following these best practices, you can craft an effective email marketing strategy that resonates with your audience. It drives engagement and achieves your email marketing objectives. And whether that's just to build the know-like trust with your audience, to get them to buy from you, or simply to download your upcoming podcast. Whatever the aim is with your overall strategy and each individual email, make sure there's something in it for your audience, but that you're also benefiting too. Okay, so what do you send out to your audience? What do you send in these emails? Well, you have to choose the right topics. Now, before selecting topics for your email marketing campaigns, it's crucial to have a deep understanding of your audience. Consider their pain points, their challenges, their interests, their preferences. What information are they seeking? What questions do they have? What do they want to read? What will they find interesting? By understanding your audience, you can tailor your content to provide value and resonate with them. So when they see that you are sending them stuff that interests them, that educates them, that entertains them, they will develop a habit to read more of your emails. So in terms of what that looks like, maybe you want to start addressing common HR challenges. You know, as a HR consultant, your audience likely faces a range of challenges related to human resources like recruitment, employee management, workplace culture, all that good stuff. So consider addressing these common challenges in your email content. Provide practical tips, best practices, and solutions to help your audience overcome these hurdles and achieve their goals. You might also want to keep your audience informed and up to date on the latest industry insights, trends and developments in the HR field. Share articles, research reports, case studies that highlight emerging trends, innovative strategies and best practices. You know, overall, you want to position yourself as a thought leader by providing valuable insights and commentary on industry news and trends. The final thing to consider when crafting emails for your audience is to encourage audience engagement by inviting feedback, questions, and comments from your subscribers. You can include interactive elements such as polls, surveys, and Q&A studies in your Q&A sessions in your email content to encourage participation and dialogue. You know, by fostering that engagement, you can build stronger relationships with your audience and keep them actively involved in your email campaigns. So, yeah, overall, by following these guidelines, you can effectively choose the right topics for your email marketing campaigns. You can provide value to your audience and you can showcase your expertise and drive engagement and conversions through targeted, relevant, and interesting content. When it comes to deciding what content to send out to your audience, one of the things not to overlook is a nurture sequence. Now, nurturing new signups for an email list is essential for building strong relationships with subscribers and converting them into loyal customers. It sets the relationship off on the right tone right from the start. So immediately after someone signs up for your email list, send them a warm welcome email. Use this opportunity to thank them for subscribing and introduce your brand or your business. Set expectations for future emails. Personalize the email with the subscriber's name and provide some valuable content or resource to kickstart their relationship. Ideally, that'll be the lead magnet that they've downloaded. Speaking of which, deliver value to your new subscribers right from the beginning to demonstrate the benefits of being on your email list so you can share useful content, tips, or resources that address their pain points, solve their problems, or fulfill their needs. You can show them why they should continue to engage with your emails and what they stand to gain from being a subscriber. Personally, I like to send out initial emails that build the relationship right in the right way from the start. I congratulate them on getting a copy of my book or grabbing whatever download was offering, wanting to improve their world. I then urge them to take action, because it's one thing to download something. It's another to implement whatever you've downloaded. Then I look to manage their expectations right from the start by telling them the kind of emails they can expect from me. And I tell them they can unsubscribe whenever they want. I tell them I only send out offers to buy things every so often. And then I focus on sending them content to build that no-look and trust principle to try and get them to reply to my emails so I can start a conversation with them. If you want to know what that looks like, then grab a copy of my book and you'll go through that sequence. And then the book will show you how to get your own version of the nurture sequence for your own audience. Speaking about getting a copy of my book, the next thing you want to think about for your email list is how to monetize it. Now, monetizing your email list is a strategic way to generate revenue for your HR consultancy. And ultimately, it's the main reason for having an email list, right? Remember, the ROI, the return on investment of an email list, is about $40 for every dollar invested. So make sure you are monetizing your list. That doesn't mean spamming your audience with stuff that they're not interested in, but it does mean promoting your products and services, because ultimately they help your audience, right? And that's your job, to serve your audience. So don't feel bad about promoting things to your audience, because it's in their best interests. One of the most direct ways to monetize your email list is to launch a product or service and create a campaign over a few days to share relevant content that moves your audience to buy from you. To do that, craft a compelling email campaign that highlights the benefits and value of your products or services, and then include clear calls to action to encourage conversions. If you want to know more about how to do that, then grab a copy of my book from my website today, because you'll get a copy of my first book for free. And that talks all about email campaigns to help your audience to buy from you. The next thing you might want to consider doing to monetize your email list is to partner with affiliates. So by partnering with affiliates, that allows you to earn commissions by promoting third-party products or services to your email list. You can identify affiliate programs that align with your audience's interests and needs, and choose products or services that you genuinely believe in and can endorse authentically. Then create engaging email content that introduces the affiliate products or services and provides value to your subscribers, and include those affiliate links or promo codes for tracking conversions. You may also want to offer sponsored content or advertisements with relevant brands or businesses. So if you negotiate partnerships with companies looking to reach your audience and offer sponsored email placements or dedicated email campaigns, you can make sure that that's relevant and valuable to your subscribers, and make sure to clearly disclose any sponsored relationships to maintain that transparency and trust. Next, you might want to think about launching a paid membership. So, by having a exclusive membership for your email list subscribers, you can offer premium content, perks, or access to exclusive resources in exchange for a recurring fee. You can develop a tiered pricing structure with different levels of membership to create to varying needs and budgets. And you can use that email marketing to promote your membership program, highlight the benefits, and encourage signups. Another idea about monetizing your list is to host webinars or virtual events. You can charge admission fees or sell tickets to attendees, and you can use email marketing to promote these events and build anticipation and drive registrations. By offering valuable content and expert insights during the event, you can create and deliver a memorable experience and encourage future participation. You might also want to consider creating and selling digital products like ebooks or guides or templates or online courses. Identify the topics or areas of expertise that resonate with your audience, and then create high-quality digital products that provide value and solve their problems. You can then use email marketing to promote these digital products by showcasing the benefits, and that will ultimately drive sales. By implementing these monetization strategies effectively, you can generate revenue from your email list while providing value to your subscribers. and that also strengthens your relationship with them. Experiment with different approaches, track your results, optimize your strategies based on feedback and insights from your audience, and that will maximize your monetization potential over time. Now, the final thing that I want to talk about in this episode is perhaps one of the most important things. It's about creating the content to send out to your subscribers. Now, personally, I love writing, so I write an email every day for my list. I only send out 3 or 4 a week, but I love to write, so I write an email every day. But I'm conscious you might not like writing, or you might not want to. You might not have the time for it. In which case, let me make things easy for you and point you in the direction of ChatGPT. ChatGPT can do everything for you. It can create the email subject lines. It can create all the content of the email for you, and it takes seconds. That being said, whatever it churns out for you, make sure to edit it, because whatever content ChatGPT creates for you, you're going to need to make it sound more you, right? ChatGPT can be rather robotic or formal, and that mightn't match your brand voice. So be sure to edit whatever it creates for you to be more on brand. Now, I can't share any more information with you about that, really, but I would say as a hint and a tip, you can give ChatGPT all the information you have and then say to it, what more information do you need from me to achieve XYZ goal? At which point, ChatGPT will tell you what else it needs, if anything. And that should help you get the best emails possible for your consultancy and your audience. And that's it, really, for this week's episode. That is part 2 of email marketing. In closing, we've delved into the realm of email marketing software, exploring popular options like MailChimp, ConvertKit, and Constant Contact. We've also uncovered the art of crafting effective emails. We've discussed the importance of segmentation and engaging subject lines. And we've also discussed sending value-driven content, compelling calls to action, and result-oriented testing. Furthermore, we've discussed the importance of selecting the right topics for your email campaigns, nurturing new signups, and monetizing your email list through various strategies like product promotion, affiliate partnerships, sponsorship content, membership programs, etc., etc. There's loads of options. So yeah, we've covered a lot. So don't be afraid to listen to this episode again and last week's episode as well if you need to. Remember, success in email marketing is pretty much the same as every other area of marketing. It's about understanding your audience, delivering value, and continuously refining your approach to concentrate on what works. So hopefully you found these insights invaluable and you're going to start your email marketing with gusto. And finally, as ever, get marketing, because without marketing, there's no sales. And without sales, there's no business. So get marketing. Hey there, and thanks for listening to the Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, then please consider taking a moment to help us grow by sharing the episode with a friend or colleague, or by leaving a positive review on podchaser.com. And make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the upcoming episodes. I've been your host, Nick Pininski, and if you have any questions or want to know more about today's topic, and reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'd be delighted to hear from you. See you next time. For this week's LinkedIn What's Hot or Not, I wanted to talk about DMing people. This is a really important part of your marketing strategy, and not a lot of people use it wisely. Now, the first thing to say is that for me, you shouldn't pitch people your service immediately after connecting. At least give it a few days to let them see some of your content and some of your comments on their content. But don't be afraid to get into a sales conversation, you know, pretty much right from the start. Ask their permission to pitch them if you must, but set the relationship off on the right foot. You are on LinkedIn to sell, right? What's not hot on LinkedIn is pitching your services as the first start to the conversation or not pitching at all. Don't be afraid of pitching your services. What you do helps people, right? So you're doing them a disservice by not asking them if they need help or asking them if they want to have a conversation about some of the problems you solve. Equally, someone else will pick up that piece of business if they're ready to buy and you don't ask about it. So yeah, That's what's not hot about on LinkedIn, is not pitching your services. So yeah, make sure to pitch your services on LinkedIn. But what do you think? Do you pitch your services via DM on LinkedIn? Let me know by reaching out to me on LinkedIn. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'm at Nick Paninski and I'm the only one there, so I'm sure you'll find me quite easily. But anyway, that's it for this week's episode. Catch you next week.